Now, March is National Bed Month, where the National Bed Federation runs its annual awareness campaign. We've teamed up with The Bedroom in Leinster to give you a chance to win a fantastic prize, a brand new king-size bed, complete with headboard and mattress. We caught up with Hannah Shaw. Now, Hannah is the Sleep Knowledge and Research Manager at Silent Night Brands, not only to find out more about the great prize, but also why sleep is so important.
So, nobody really knows why we sleep. What we do know is that it's non-negotiable. So it's needed for restoration of both physical and mental functioning. So one night of bad sleep can actually lead to a reduction in memory function, concentration levels, and reaction time, which is then deadly when we start thinking about getting behind the wheel of a car and operating heavy machinery and things like that. But then research has also shown that a lifetime of bad sleep can lead to things like heart disease and even certain types of cancer. But that's all obviously a little bit doom and gloom. So let's talk about how sleep actually will make you feel. So if you get the right amount of good quality sleep for you, as everybody needs a different amount of sleep, you should begin to feel a lot more alert, stable, and a lot less stressed.
So, I mean, what would you say is the recommended amount of sleep that somebody should get a night?
So we tend to say anywhere between 7 and 9 hours. But like I said, everybody's completely different. Some people can function perfectly fine on 6. I, for example, need at least 8 hours of sleep. Otherwise, there's no point in talking to me the next day at all. I'm very grumpy.
You should be working here. So why choosing the right bed for you then is so important?
It is really important, but what we must remember is that sleep and physical rest are two completely different things. So sleep itself is a state of unconsciousness that renders us motionless and through lots of different cycles and complex releases of different hormones and neurotransmitters. Sleep is sort of like by the brain, for the brain. Whereas physical rest is what our bodies need to recover from the physical stressors throughout the day. So how does this relate to the bed then? So if we start looking at spinal alignment, we all know how important that is. We've all been constantly being told to not slouch over the table and stand up straight and things like that. But we don't really know why we're told to do this. So standing alone actually puts 4 times as much pressure through our spine compared to laying down. And that's when we're standing in a really good posture. Now, throughout the day, we can feel ourselves slipping into a bad posture and we can correct that. You know, we sort of shuffle and sit up straight. But throughout the night, we have no control over our spinal alignment due to something called muscle atonia. Now, that's just, it's a state of paralysis, which sounds a little bit scary, but it basically just means that we don't run around and act out our dreams throughout the night, because otherwise it'd be a very crazy world that we live in.
So we've got National Bed Month coming up then in March. Can you tell us a little bit more about National Bed Month?
So many people tend to spend about hundreds and thousands of pounds on lots of different things around the house, but in particular your sofa. A lot of people spend a lot of money on the sofa. Now, you use your sofa for a couple of hours a day. However, people aren't willing to spend the same amount of money on a bed where you tend to spend around a third of your life. March is where the National Bed Federation runs its annual awareness campaign, which aims to increase awareness around the importance of a good night's sleep with a comfortable and supportive bed.
So what would be your tips then for a good night's sleep?
I like to say that everybody needs to consider a little bit of TLC around their sleep. Now, to me, that stands for a little bit of something different. So that's temperature, light, and comfort. So temperature is really important for sleep. Have you ever thought why people prefer the cooler side of the pillow and things like that? And it's because our bodies actually need to drop about 1 or 2 degrees in order for us to get the most out of our sleep. Light's obviously really important as well. This is becoming a lot more mainstream. We need to ensure that our bedrooms are nice and dark. So investing in a good pair of blackout blinds or curtains is a great idea. But we also need to make sure we're taking plenty of breaks from our screens throughout the day and ideally staying away from them from a good couple of hours before we go to bed. So bright blue light in the morning is great as it suppresses the production of melatonin. That's the sleep hormone. And that makes us feel more ready and awake for the day. However, screens emit this same blue light. And if we're on these screens late into the evening, it could also suppress this melatonin production when we actually need it the most. And comfort is a given. You have to be comfortable in order to fall asleep. But the issue is that comfort is really, really subjective. The best advice I can offer is to go and try your bed before you buy it. So when you're in the shop, make sure you lie down for at least 10 minutes ideally in your preferred sleeping position. And no, this isn't strange. The salespeople in the shops aren't going to look at you funny, but you will end up finding the best bed that suits your body type.
Brilliant. Finally, we got a fantastic prize up for grabs, teamed up with the gang at The Bedroom. So can you tell us a bit more about the prize that we're giving away from our friends at The Bedroom in Leominster?
Yeah, of course. So The Bedroom are giving away a Silent Night Astral mattress. So within this mattress, is our Geltex mattress. Now, Geltex itself is a great material for people who wake up with aches and pains in the morning. It's energy giving, which means it allows you to move freely throughout the night whilst letting your muscles relax and recover from the daily stresses. The Astral also has a 2000 pocket springs, which offers a more tailored weight distribution and support. And this mattress also comes with an additional 1,000 pocket mini springs in the comfort layer for added airflow through the mattress. With your mattress, you will also receive a storage 2-drawer bed base, so you can ensure your bedroom is free from clutter and creating a calm environment for you to sleep in. We will also be throwing in a headboard to match, so you can have the complete sleep solution.
Fantastic. Great prize. Giving it away through the month of March. Hannah, thank you very much for that. Our little insight into National Bed Month.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.